the Defense Department's 2017 budget request is now in the hands of Congress. If the proposed funding levels make it through, DoD may have to play catch-up later. That's because every year DoD builds expected efficiencies into the budget. DoD treats future savings like money it has, even though they haven't actually been realized. Well, now some experts say DoD is overzealous in its estimates so it can fit more programs into that budget. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni.
Every year, the Defense Department comes out with a budget, and in that budget are certain assumptions the department makes about how much money it will save based on cost-saving measures and certain economic factors. Those assumptions can tilt the budget by a few percentage points each year, which means the department might be able to add a few extra programs. Senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, Todd Harrison, explains what kind of assumptions DoD makes in its budgets.
You've got to make certain economic assumptions about the future. You know, everything from the rate of inflation to the price of oil to foreign currency exchange rates. And as economic conditions change, you may need to go back and revise those economic assumptions. Now, the question, though, is, you know, how aggressive are you at setting those economic assumptions? In other words, are you going to bet on inflation staying very low, oil prices staying very low, and the U.S. dollar staying very strong in the future? And if you bet more aggressively, you can generate a lot of savings in your budget and then spend that money on other programs.
According to Catherine Blakely, a research fellow at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments, DoD is expected to assume $2.8 billion in fuel savings and $2.4 billion in inflation savings for 2017. But economic factors aren't the only way DoD tinkers with its budget. Assumed cost-saving measures have an impact, too. Here's former DoD comptroller and Booz Allen Hamilton fellow Bob Hale.
Well, the efficiencies are efforts to revise the way DoD does business to save money while still providing the same level of defense services. And they build them into the budget to try to stretch defense dollars and get more national security for the money that they get from the public. So there are many kinds of them, but the ones that have been most successful in the past are things like closing unneeded facilities using the BRAC or Base Realignment and Closure authorities. There have been five rounds of BRAC, and it has the total savings are about $12 billion a year, and those will continue in perpetuity unless the bases had to be reopened. And I'll mention one other example, which is compensation reform, military compensation reform. Over the past 5 years or so, DoD has sought to slow the growth in military compensation while still maintaining recruiting and retention, and they've reduced costs by about $6 billion a year through those efforts. There are many others, but those are some examples.
While saving money is always good news, it might not be as good as it sounds. Remember earlier when I said DoD builds the savings and economic adjustments into its budget? Well, that means it's spending those savings on other things as if the savings have already been realized. That can end up being dangerous if at the end of the year, DoD's math is wrong and it ends up saving less than it assumed. Here's Hale again.
If they don't achieve these, what the department has to do is make changes in lower priority programs to absorb the savings. I mean, they have to cut back on travel. Frequently, they'll delay facilities, sustainment, and restoration efforts to kind of make ends meet when these efficiencies aren't approved. Because they don't tend to be huge percentages of the budget, they're usually a few percent, it's something that the department can accommodate. But they get accommodated at the expense of things like maintaining our bases.
Experts say lately DoD has been overly optimistic with its built-in assumptions and that it's been hurting other programs. Here's Harrison again.
There's a subjective component to this in that, you know, how much do you think you'll really save? How aggressive do you want to be? You want to be, you know, very optimistic about the savings? Or do you want to be more conservative about the savings? And so there is a bit of a fudge factor there in, you know, how likely it is they are to achieve all these savings depending on what they assume.
Blakely from CSBA says while DoD's savings in oil will probably hold true, the inflation numbers are more tricky. That's because acquisition, operations and maintenance, and healthcare costs have all grown faster than inflation and faster than DoD has budgeted for in the past. Even bigger problems come from cost-saving measures. For 2017, DoD has built-in cost-saving assumptions for things like military healthcare reform and another round of base realignment and closure. DoD needs Congress to pass those reforms before it can move ahead on them and actually get savings. Hale says healthcare reform is by no means a slam dunk for Congress. Even though the House and Senate Armed Services Committees are holding hearings on healthcare reform, it doesn't mean that Congress will have the time to overhaul the whole system and pass legislation. As far as BRAC goes, it might as well be considered a third rail during an election year. So that's already billions of dollars DoD has budgeted for other things that it may have to end up covering for at the end of the year. The Government Accountability Office released two reports that basically said DoD doesn't have a systematic basis for evaluating whether its initiatives have improved the efficiency or effectiveness of its programs. GAO also said in some instances, DoD didn't save the amount of money it expected to save and was unable to outline a plan to achieve those savings. DoD's estimation troubles don't just stop at the yearly budget, though. They translate into future years as well. DoD is already looking at a budget that's going to be above the sequestration caps from 2017 to 2020. Here's Blakely to explain.
The FYDP is a future years defense program. Every year in the budget, the Defense Department also forecasts what it's going to spend over the 4 years after that budget to give people a sense of how the current plans fit in with the long term and not just a one-year snapshot, so you can see how the capabilities and the investments evolve over time. So for fiscal 17 budget, it looks like the out years of the FYDP, the years beyond actual fiscal 17, are likely to be very, very close to what they were in last year's budget plan for those same years. So, for example, the budget plans in fiscal 2020 are likely to be right around $570 billion. Unfortunately for the Department of Defense, that means that they are going to be over the BCA caps as revised most recently in October by about $104, $105 billion over the next 5 years.
That disparity between the caps and the future budgets puts pressure on Congress to come to a deal to end sequestration or cut the defense budget. But a recent Congressional Budget Office presentation says DoD is too optimistic on its future year's defense plan estimations. Due to rosy estimations in acquisition and operations and maintenance costs, the real gulf between the budget and the sequestration caps is probably around $162 billion. That puts even more pressure on Congress to fix sequestration or force DoD to take a bigger cut. In Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.